This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Both sessions of Federal Parliament commenced today. Leaders emphasize on Parliament's vital role in addressing people's aspirations of good governance and prosperity. Election to the Speaker of the House of Representatives is scheduled for Sunday, 5th of April. Rashtriya Swatantra Party nominates Dol Prasad Aryal for the post. Businessman Deepak Bhatt held for investigation on money laundering charge, and Tehran warns of broader attacks after Trump says U.S. will hit Iran extremely hard in coming weeks. Now the news in detail. The frustration of the House of Representatives following the March 5th election has been felt today. The session was held in the multipurpose hall of the under-construction Federal Parliament building at Singha Darbar. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister Balendra Saha, members of the Council of Ministers, former Prime Minister and Nepali Communist Party Coordinator Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Rashtriya Swatantra Party Leader Ravi Lamichhane, Shram Sanskriti Party Chair Harkaraj Rai, senior leaders of the Nepali Congress and CPN UML, as well as other newly elected lawmakers. The 275-member House of Representatives comprises 182 members from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, 38 from the Nepali Congress, 25 from the CPN UML, 17 from the Nepali Communist Party, 7 from the Shram Sanskriti Party, 5 from the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, and 1 independent member. The senior-most member by age, Arjun Narsingh KC, presided over the House of Representatives session today. Session chair KC emphasized on collaboration and coordination in keeping political stability, good governance and rule of law. During his address, KC also highlighted dialogue, consensus and tolerance as the foundation of democracy. In the meeting, lawmakers expressed their views along party lines. Speaking at the first meeting of the House of Representatives meeting, rather, Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane said that the parliament will be a place for debate, not for revenge. He assured that the opposition will not face unjust retaliation or oppression, and the momentum of good governance will not be hindered either. Similarly, Nepali Congress leader Bhishma Raj Angdembe has highlighted the need of rekindle hope and trust among citizens through consensus, collaboration and good governance. He said frustration had flared up among the public due to political instability and weak governance. He also clarified that the Nepali Congress will perform the role of responsible opposition in the parliament. Similarly, CPN UML's parliamentary party leader Ram Bahadur Thapa Badal demanded for an impartial investigation into the incidents of Genji uprising on September 8th and 9th last year. He also alleged that the violent activities during the movement were carried out in a planned manner. Similarly, Barsaman Poon, a member of the House of Representatives from the Nepali Communist Party, announced that his party will play opposition role, maintaining a critical stance in the parliament. Similarly, addressing the House session, chairperson of the Shram Sanskriti Party, Harkaraj Sampang Rai, has emphasized the need for provisions to ensure the public has access to the utilization of natural resources. He also urged an inquiry into the property ownership of old politicians and public officials. Likewise, parliamentary party leader of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Gyan Bahadur Shahi, urged the government to be accountable to the people and to effectively implement the rule of law. He also stressed on focusing on the development of Karnali province, as it lags behind in terms of development compared to other provinces. Similarly, independent MP Mahabir Poon has emphasized the need to make universities free from politics. He pointed out the necessity of keeping the 18 currently operating universities away from political influence and focusing on improving educational quality. The election to the Speaker of the House of Representatives is scheduled to take place on Sunday, the 5th of April at 11 a.m. during a meeting of the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP has decided to nominate its Vice President Dul Prasad Oryal as a candidate for the position of Speaker of the House of Representatives. The proposal presented by party chairperson Ravi Lamisani was unanimously approved during a parliamentary party meeting held today at Singha Darbar. The 20th session of the National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament, was convened today. On the occasion of the inaugural session, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahale stated that the National Assembly has been successful in establishing its image as a mature, tolerant and coordinating house. Today's meeting of the National Assembly set the 7th of April as the date for the election of vacant vice chairperson and presidents of thematic committees of the National Assembly. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has presented three ordinances in today's first meeting of the House of Representatives. Citizens' First Amendment Ordinance 2082, House of Representatives Member Election First Amendment Ordinance 2082, and Nepal Special Service Third Amendment Ordinance 2082 were presented. The House of Representatives will meet next at 11 a.m. on the 5th of April. Police have apprehended businessperson Deepak Bhatta for investigation over an alleged money laundering offense. The Central Investigation Bureau, CIB of Nepal Police, detained him from the Gairidhara area of Kathmandu, confirmed CIB spokesperson and senior superintendent of police Shiva Kumar Shrestha. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हर एक दिन को लागी सब तार यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट में सब कर दोस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सब इस बात दे पाउनोस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना #14/# टाइल करने होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार
वेलकम बैक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज Prime Minister of Russian Federation Mikhail Mishustin has congratulated Prime Minister Balendra Shaha on his appointment to the office of the Prime Minister of Nepal. In a message addressed to Prime Minister Shaha, Mishustin conveyed his congratulations on behalf of the government of the Russian Federation, as well as his own on Shaha's appointment as the Prime Minister. Expressing confidence in continued cooperation, he stated that Shaha's leadership would contribute to further strengthening Russia-Nepal relations in the spirit of friendship, mutual respect and consideration of each other's interests. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister of Russian Federation Sergei Lavrov has congratulated Nepal's newly appointed Minister for Foreign Affairs, rather, Shishir Khanal, on assuming the office of Foreign Affairs Minister of Nepal. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority is to prepare the National Action Plan 2083 for monsoon-related preparedness and response. For this, an 18-member task force has been formed under the convenership of Joint Secretary Roshani Kumari Shrestha, Head of Policy Planning and Monitoring Division of the Authority. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung had instructed the authority to develop timely response plans and strengthen disaster management efficiently. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagli has directed the subordinates to curb revenue leakage by formulating an action plan. He suggested that the Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee could hold a meeting to prepare the action plan. The Finance Minister also vowed a clear policy in place on reduction of tax rate and expansion of tax remit for revenue growth. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Iran warns of broader and crushing attacks in response to Trump's latest threat to hit Iran extremely hard over the coming weeks. The BBC cited a spokesperson for Iranian military as saying that the US and Israel have been striking insignificant targets as he warns of incoming, crushing, broader and destructive attacks. The spokesperson adds that Iran's military production takes place in places that they do not know at all, as he rejects Trump's claims that Iran's weapons stock has been widely depleted. UK Foreign Secretary Evid Cooper is hosting discussions on reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces, as well as the remaining mountainous regions, and mainly fair in the rest of the hilly and Tarai regions. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places of the mountainous regions of Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Both sessions of Federal Parliament commence today. Leaders emphasize on Parliament's vital role in addressing people's aspiration of good governance and prosperity. Election to the Speaker of House of Representatives scheduled for Sunday, the 5th of April. Rashtriya Swatantra Party nominates Dol Prasad Aryal for the post. Businessman Deepak Bhatt held for investigation on money laundering charges. And Iran warns of broader attacks after Trump says U.S. will hit Iran extremely hard in coming weeks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for Monujan online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.